Power 107.5 Columbus is number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to Any Given Sunday, the only show that's for you, by you. We cannot do the show without you. I'm your host, Yava Sellers. SP the Cool Kid, what up, man?
What up, what up, what up?
Tell the people how they can find you on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, man.
You can find me on Twitter if you spell my name the ghetto way. So it's SPDACOOLKID. Hopefully I spell Cool Kid right, but everything is spelled how it's normally spelled. So SPDA, cool with a C, and kid with a K.
There it is. Now, SP, earlier in the show, we talked about these window washers who were rescued from the One World Trade Center. They were 70 stories up and dangling. And, bruh, they were dangling for nearly 2 hours, 70 stories up.
You know, it's got to be so scary because every second is against you. Because you want to get comfortable that you didn't fall yet, but if one cable snapped, you don't know how long the other cable got. Mm-hmm. So for 2 hours, had to be like the worst traumatic experience ever.
Yeah. I mean, the window washers, both of their names are Juan. Juan, Lozana, and what, man? Why is that funny to you? It is.
No, man, no, it's just, all right.
Juan Lozama and Juan Lopez, they're working on the Lower Manhattan building's south side, I'm sorry. And listen, this building has only been open for a week. So within a week of this building being open, I don't understand why the windows need to be washed anyway. It just opened last week. But I guess suddenly, it just, some cords just snapped. And so the actual platform tilted sharply and it began to sway slightly between the 68th and 69th floor. Now, at this point, that's when it went from horizontal to nearly vertical.
Man, that's crazy because you got to realize, like, up there, the air is different and mm-hmm. the wind is different. It just had to be crazy, man. And I'm afraid of heights, so I would never become a window washer in the first place. But just to be up there for 2 hours, man, I can't even imagine. I don't even want to imagine.
Yeah. And I wonder if, in terms of the actual window, they were able to actually bring them through a window that was like a 4x8 window. But I don't know if they had to actually break the window or if that window opened on those floors. Because, you know, when you're 70 stories up, they usually let you have those windows open access because people, of course, you know, they may jump from those windows. So do you think they had to break mm-hmm. the window or what?
Yeah, they had to break that window. I mean, listen, if I'm up there and I got something to break the window myself, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. They said they had to use diamond cutters. So what is one of the things where they up there trying to kick through the window? Because that wasn't happening. They needed diamond cutters to saw through the window.
It was one of those situations where they tried to throw the chair through the window and it bounced back and hit them.
Nah, but I'm glad that those guys ended up safe in that situation. Right. Huge shout out to New York City firefighters and firemen and those people who, you know, saved them. I mean, I think that's just great, you know. Great. So,
yeah, definitely. We got to give a big shout out to them because it seems like the New York firefighters is always into some stuff, man. Yeah, I feel like they do more work than the cops.
Man, it's nuts, man. It's really crazy. Now, one thing I want to also talk to you about is this oil tycoon who had to pay his wife over $1 billion or nearly $1 billion. He's the chairman and CEO of the energy giant Continental Resources Incorporated, and he must pay his ex-wife nearly $1 billion as part of a divorce settlement. I couldn't imagine, for one, having enough money where I had to pay somebody else $1 billion and still being okay.
Right.
I don't feel sorry for this guy at all.
That's the question. The question is, how much is he worth if you got to pay your wife $1 billion?
Man,
I mean, how many billionaires is it out there?
I don't know. I haven't done the math on that. But one thing I do know is, listen, his wife was awarded their $4.6 million home. All right. Also, an $800,000 home that they had. Another $17.4 million home that they had. As well as $750,000 home that they had, and a log cabin and 154 acres in Major County, Oklahoma, valued at $300,000. This is on top of what she's getting.
Wow. You got to be careful who you marry, man. I mean, first, I mean, I don't want to dig into their relationship, but I mean, you start to ask questions like, is it justified? Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if it's typically cheating, it happens. So,
right.
But, you know, it's a gift and a curse having all that money. It's going to get taken away.
I'm in agreement.
It sounds like it's a lot of liquid assets Jesse's getting, like the houses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is she actually going to sell these? Because if she don't sell them, she just got all these houses, but it's not turning into real revenue.
Yeah, you got a good point. And I'm not sure how much I would pay to rent a $17.4 million home. I don't know if you rent those out. You know what I mean? That doesn't happen. Now, there was an Army contractor who had security clearance. So pretty much what that means is that she's an Army contractor. She has this clearance that means she can find out about top secret things that are going on. She's gets access to certain buildings. Well, they found out that she had fake degrees, SP. Like, every degree that she had, that she claimed that she had, was not even real.
How do you make a fake degree?
Listen, she was a statistician. Her name is Amy Ann Podoka, and she was quietly forced to resign when she admitted that she didn't earn a doctoral degree that she had been claiming that she had earned. And so I guess they took her word for it when she said, hey, I graduated from this particular school, and these are my accolades, and they assumed that it was the truth. And somehow they end up digging a little deeper and found out that, hey, she's not a doctor at all. In fact, she may just have an associate's. That is it.
But was she doing a good job? I mean, if she was doing a good job at holding it down, she won at the end of the day because she was smarter than everybody else for making them think that she actually had that degree.
And you know what? I agree with you on that. Like, if you can trick the Army into letting you have all kind of top secret clearance, then I feel like they should let you go ahead and do it.
But, you know, this doesn't help the frequent issues that have been going on in national security. First, yeah. You got a guy hopping a White House fence.
Right.
Then you got a guy who was on an elevator with President Obama who had like a record or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just like the national security is just failing, man, right now on all types of levels.
It's crazy, man. So kudos to her for tricking the Army and getting herself clearance everywhere.
You see that movie, the show Homeland,
yeah,
where I haven't really watched it, but the premise was the guy went over, he was taken by terrorists, and then he came back and became like a secret terrorist. Mm-hmm. That's probably not what happened, but that's what I think happened. She could have been one of them, too.
Yeah.
So, no kudos.
But you know what's crazy? Like, the books that she wrote, what they did was they went through the books that she wrote and even went through her unpublished work, and they found out that, you know what, she's really intelligent, and the things that she said in those books are absolutely true. They don't have to retract anything or change anything. So maybe she's just intelligent, but just didn't go and spend that money to get that doctorate degree like everybody else did.
But, you know, I think that comes to a deeper question. It's like, how much schooling do you really need? Mm. Like, if you just get your bachelor's degree, but you really focus and study on something, do you need that doctoral degree? Do you need that master's degree? Because I think you when you're really into something, you'll learn it.
Right.
You don't have to prove that you are that knowledgeable with degrees.
Yeah,
that might sound terrible, but I mean, for real.
After we just talked about scholarships and education all day on this show. Listen,
shout
man.
Shout out to Brother Cole.
Right, shout out to Brother Cole. Now, you're tuned in to Any Given Sunday. That's pretty much our show, man. Hopefully, you all are staying warm out there. The winter came early for a lot of the upper Midwest. And I mean, for example, like I think Montana saw 14 inches of snow. 14 inches of snow. Michigan's Upper Peninsula had 9 inches of snow. So, I mean, I wonder how this winter is going to be. I'm a little nervous about it right now, SP. What's your thoughts on this winter? You think it's going
to
be crazy?
You know, last winter was crazy. We had those freeze days and everything like that, which was cool because we got off of work some of those days. We're not at radio because we got to come anyway. even though it was fun to stay home, I'm not looking forward to that this year. I'm not really a cold guy. I like the warm.
That makes sense.
So hopefully it's not as cold.
Well, listen, man, you're tuned in to Power 107.5, Columbus' number one station for hip-hop and R&B. This is Any Given Sunday. Remember to keep God first. With God, all things are possible. All is all that's all that all means. Join us again here next Sunday on Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5.